Station. Blog Talk Radio.
Beating and joy. Okay, you ain't K. Bitch, I'm bulletproof. Y'all ain't ready to run into a nigga like me. That's something else. Bulletproof here. Salute to my girl, Philly Shine Radio. New episode on a Tuesday. Of course, we always talking about stop the violence. Stop the violence. Stop the stalking, too. Like I feel like there's so many people that think that shit is cute. Like, I know how to stalk and make it look cute, but I even stop that shit. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta be like, I can't can't teach a person how to start. All right, y'all got to go to old episodes of Philly Town Radio. See when I was talking about being smooth with it. You know what I mean? You're not a stalker if you're smooth, you fucking stalkers. That shit is stupid, and it's like, you don't want to be in a person's face and it's unwelcome. You know what I mean? Because that could turn violent, that could turn ugly. You know, people get in a heat of the moment, you never know what you're going to do. So stop the stalking, stop the violence, you know what I mean? And suicide is real. Like, they just talking about that in the news. I think suicide deaths are higher in America than homicide. I got to look at that number again. I wonder what the suicide number is. Salute to everybody that's living in peace, you know what I mean? Being smooth as shit. Live a bulletproof year, you know what I mean? And that's not even about gun violence. It's just like when you try to, as Dwayne K said, you know, throw shots at a motherfucker, try to hold her back. Ain't none of that shit hitting. You know what I mean? She like the Neo in the Matrix. Like, what bullet? What do you mean? I'm the one. And we're going to talk about some petty stories. And I got some amazing, amazing guests. Starting off with my boy from Jersey. Put up the barber in the building. Of course. I always have you. You know what I mean? You always welcome up in this joint. But Blackaware loves you. My boy EA every day loves you. Mm. Shout out to him. Shout out to EA every day.
Shout out to
Ken. Whole Blackaware. We are the loudest place in the world. And I'm 4933 Oya Road. And on his way is Ricky Chase the Green, talented artist from South Philly. Definitely really, really dope. Really, really official. I don't know how. We'll figure that out. But shout out to everybody doing their thing. Like I said, I got some petty stories this year. And I can make petty fun too. But I sent you 49. That's the same address. That's cool. All right. Back to the show. Shout out to the barber. You came through. We just had the Apply the Pressure concert.
That shit was lit.
That shit was lit. Oh, my God. Everybody was so decent. Shout out to Mar Breeze, King Bucha. You know what I mean? Bringing that Jamaican flag. That shit was lit. Motherfucking Bersky. You know what I mean? 215 did they think was really amazing. My Mark 5. Mad Source, the face paint. And shout out to my boy Propane. I guess it wasn't a good idea to use your ski mask. But that's later in the show. We'll talk about that. Real rap, real official. We live in this bitch. You know what I mean? We'll have some fun. What's been up with you? You know what I mean? You bought this delicious little sweet drink.
Right.
That's an incredible hug. You know, I ain't had this shit in years and shit. Like, I had this shit now, like 25.
We've
had this shit all the time.
I've been working on that a lot. We did theater function. That was a good ass. My first show. I think we did like 150.
Yeah, I missed that during Saturday. It was like drama. Stalker. I be talking real life and I'm like, what? Yes. Get it together though. But where was it held? Tell us about it.
It was at 1122 Studios. I had a lot of I had a couple artists that you know, virtual flyers, you know, shout out to every artist that performed. I appreciate y'all.
Put their names out there. Well, a couple names.
SKJ Lee, Finesse Blad, Robin Finesh, Slim Rocky, Stream Gang, Google Fresh.
What I'm talking about. Love introduce
us. Buddha Bless, Carol.
Shout out to the barber, 30MF Dave on Instagram, always working, representing Jersey, you know what I mean? But, you know, today we're talking about petty stories. I know you got to have a petty story. Like, you ever had to get petty on a nigga before? Like purposely petty.
People say I'm petty. I don't be thinking it's petty. No. You do your shit, I'm going to get my lick. Let me get back.
So you like revenge petty? Come on, you can change your name. Tell us a story. What's a petty story? You were talking about petty. You're petty, why don't you tell me?
I can't even think of one off the top of the document. You have to switch names. You can tell me yours.
Yo, I'm not petty anymore. You know what I mean? I'm so fucking petty. It was ridiculous. Like, petty. Especially, like, I used to be in this real long-ass relationship and shit. Like, that shit was horrible and stupid. So I used to have to be petty just to, like, I don't know, feel like I got one up on this nigga. Like, it was real unhealthy.
You said that he said he like what?
Like, you know, silent treatments and shit. Like, flirting with guys right in front of him and shit. Like, real petty, fucked up shit. Like, but like, well, I was just being his friend. He's like, you know, you want to fuck me. Who don't want to fuck me? You know, you say shit like that. It's like you don't say that to your dude. That's not healthy.
Nah, I don't know.
You know, that's not healthy, right? That's like... You're not supposed to, you know what I mean? And I would never do shit like that. If I ever had to be with a man that I gotta talk to like that, I don't know what's going on. Like, see myself doing that shit, like, ever. Because even then, it wasn't like, I was gonna fuck up a nigga rich, whatever. Like, I told him to kiss my ass, man. I'm that kind of petty man. I don't put up with shit. Like, you know what I mean? You give me some problems, move. But, shout out to my cousin, though. My cousin petty as shit. Like, I love getting in the car with her, right? And niggas be trying to cut her off and shit. She just started driving, like, 4 miles an hour or whatever. Like what the fuck you gonna do and shit, like, on the one way? Like, where you going in the rush, bitch? That's how I don't drive. I ain't got time to be.
You got road rage.
I don't fucking like people. You know what I mean? I really don't. People don't know how to drive. It's the saddest thing in the world. Like, I mean, like, whew. And then I was just in the Uber at like 4 a.m. or whatever. And the Uber driver was like, I used to work during the day, but now I drive my Uber at night because nobody's on the road. I'm like, don't go fucking traffic. Well, you're driving a drunk nigga's home. Oh, well, yeah, maybe somebody is.
Like,
no drunk driving. No drunk driving.
Now, well, I mean, somebody like, got a. You're Uber and you're doing a deal with niggas coming in your car drunk.
Well, you just pull over and let them throw up. You know what I mean? No. He said, nah.
All right, these are gone.
I mean, I've heard of some Ubers having to deal with people coming up in their car, but that's a choice for me. I would say if you want to do Uber, start at like 3 a.m. and don't pick them up at a pub. But even the first.
Pay the money, though. Don't pick them up at the pub.
Yeah, get these motherfuckers home. Like, all right, they drunk, they threw up in your car, they didn't crash and kill someone, like, or kill themselves. So, you know what I mean? I think that's the top of my mind. Yeah, I think that's a good compliment. Like, shout out to the Uber drivers. That's some real selfless shit that y'all do. You know what I mean? Real fucking lit. Real selfless. Real big. Get drunk people home. But no, I don't have road rage. People just can't drive, and I don't feel like doing this shit. I'd rather be in the back seat, put my makeup on, or on the phone and shit. Like, there you go. I told you it was the same place. Where you was at?
Down the street. Right?
Oh, okay. What's good? What's good? But tell me about the music that you sent.
The Up to Annie John. That's an unreleased. I sent two unreleased songs.
You said Protect Your Soul?
Nah. I sent a song called Up to Annie.
I got it. We're going to go and check out this music. You know what I mean? I got some more petty stories. You know what I mean? Call in 646-929-0172 with your petty stories. Who else on the Philly Shaw Radio? Oh, that's your girl. Protect Your Soul. Ricky, you can send me another song.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Barber no more. It's the motherfucking bar. So we not ready for Ricky yet. Ricky in the building. Shout out to South Philly.
That was a
building.
Good track, though.
That was a good joint. Yeah. We got you. You know what I mean? The barber brought some guests. This cute little light-skinned dude and shit. Bring his light-skinned ass in here and talking shit. He was nice, though. But shout out to the bars, man. Fuck out of here, the barber. The fucking bars. Doing this thing, you know what I mean? Still official, still banging. Damn shit, since I was in the motherfucking video and shit. Man. Since before the video and shit, like all these bars. He not coming on the show?
Nah, he also handled the
show. Oh, man. Well, it's okay. That's fine. Who is he, though? He rap?
Yeah, I got some Jaji.
Okay, shout out to Jaji.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess y'all not going to see how cute he is. Was he sitting over there? Yeah, the boy that was sitting over there in the corner. Cute, nice skin boy.
Yeah,
calling me babe. He'll be calling me babe. It's all for fucking trouble. Thank no. But shout out to you, man. You named the bars now.
The
fucking bars. Like, not the barber. No more the barber. The fucking bars. That shit is real exciting, real lit. You know what I mean? Is this off a new project?
Well, this is on release now. I just sent you. Like,
you know I like that exclusive shit, so yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah, everybody in the room bobbing their head to it. And she got that bounce. sending me.
That first joint, Up the Ante, I'm probably going to shoot a video probably in a couple next months. And then Cartel, I just sent that to y'all, but I ain't going to drop that for a minute. I just recorded that.
You did? Cartel lit. I'm doing the lit. I'm not missing this video. I missed the other joint you did in the strip club. I heard that joint was fun.
Yeah, I did a couple times. I ain't doing this strip club. I did it in a, it was a bar.
It was a bar?
Yeah.
You wanted to do it in a strip club?
Yeah.
Okay. Ended up being the bar. That's what's up. I remember though.
Yeah.
Remember.
Nah, yeah, that was fun. You came through.
You
had fun.
Yeah. The party bus and shit.
Yeah.
Flip major. But, shout out to you. Like, shit crazy. Like, doing your home shows. You came through, supported us. What time did you leave when we was at Chef Salabai? Did you get kicked out with the rest of us?
No. I was there until like 12:30.
We got kicked out like 10 minutes later and shit. Like, you just missed it.
What happened?
Because I put the ski mask on, whatever. Every time I put a ski mask on, I don't know. Like, niggas just start bitching up. I'm like, no. The security boy started acting like a bitch and started like wrestling with me and shit. Like, I will beat somebody the fuck up, but I don't want to do that shit. And I'm just like, why are you fucking pushing on me like you pussy? Like, what's wrong with you?
Because you had the mask on.
I had the mask on, and he was acting all Joe to me anyway. Like, whole story real quick. I come in, he say hi. I'm like, how you doing? He like, you don't remember me? I'm like, well, when the last time I saw you? Like, I don't know. I'm trying to remember your face for. So he like 63rd Street, but no real explanation. So I was just like, well, all right, cool, good to see you again, whatever. Breeze's name was Nappy Ass Dreads and shit. So anyway, you know what I mean? Throughout the night, you know, he was acting a little mad. Like, I know I never fucked him. He's not my type. I know it couldn't have been that. I know that for a fact. I know who I fucked. So I know that wasn't the situation. But the salty all fucking night. So after Propane performed, I was like, I want your ski mask and shit. So I put the ski mask on. I'm hosting and shit, lashes out, mask. I'm feeling good and shit. So as I'm walking down the steps, I'm playing with niggas, I'm talking shit or whatever. Then I walk past him and I talk a little shit to him and shit. I don't know if I touched him first or he touched me first, but as soon as I touched him, it's like pussy, you're not matching strength with me. Like, get the fuck out of here. You act like a little bitch. Like, I'm a fucking girl. What's wrong with you? And he was just like, I'll shut this whole thing down. I'm like, man, you really a bitch. Like, it was so ridiculous. Man, you a big bitch.
And
I got a chance. Yeah, you a bitch. Fucking pussy. Y'all need better people at Chuck's Alibi if y'all got pussies like that. But my other homie said that they got kicked out too. Like, well, we got kicked out before here, but that was a technical difficulty.
Oh, you got kicked out or y'all got kicked out?
We all got kicked out. But it was like at the end of the night, you know what I mean? I had one more guest to perform and shit. That's my home girl, you know what I mean? I got her back. Shout out to my girl, Queen G. You know what I'm saying? She do her thing anyway. But then I got her back. But I'm like, damn, it's only one more performer left. She started performing this shit. He turned the mic off. I'm like, you really a pussy. I was just cussing him the fuck out. It was get to get that off my chest. I don't get to talk to people like that. You know what I mean? So, petty ass, scared bitch.
Oh, man, I missed
that. Yo, it was fucking funny as shit. Like, what was Fran recording? Fran should have had a camera on and shit. Fran never records the good stuff. That's cool. I really rather me tell a story than y'all see it because it probably look way worse than I'm saying. Yeah, I wasn't chasing them. I was just talking shit. You know, I got a big voice. I said I wasn't gonna be lovely, so it is. But it, you know what I mean? Sometimes you tell a fortune. It's cool. I don't regret that shit, because fuck him, bitch-ass nigga. Didn't even tell me where I know him from. And he probably somebody cool, because I don't have people that I don't get along with and shit. Probably know his fucking mom. Tell his mom to beat him. His mom need to give you a beat, young boy. I'm tripping.
Yeah, well, he was talking shit to the nigga with the mask. He did his thing, and then he started talking mad shit to him. That shit was hilarious as well.
When?
Nigga, Real Squad 215.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's my boy. Because we support each other so much, you know what I mean? Like, I love him so much. He's been near you know what I mean, for years, you know, Real Squad 215. We used to throw events at Onyx like every fucking week and shit. And he used to always be down there, you know what I mean, showing love and support. And that was like 2012, you know, when I met him. So shout out to Velocity. He got that Go Challenge trying to give people $300. That's lit. Shout out to Real Squad 215, Velcro, Real Official. Yeah, he did his thing. Is that Joker? That's a Joker mask?
I thought that's what it was.
I don't know. That don't look like the Joker. Oh, that shit is scary. But I know the real person. Man, we love each other. That's my young boy. Like, yeah, we were real cool. You know what I mean? I was talking shit to Rico, the puppet, too. But that's another thing. I'm going to let that story be with bring Rico here. But I'm not going to talk about it behind the back. But no, it's official. But what's next for you? Like, these are unreleased tracks to get back to, I guess, you know what I mean?
Well,
not
we just,
all about.
Like I said, we did okay. The show, and really my goal was just to do something where everybody wanted me to do another, and that's
what happened. Definitely. You had the date available?
For the next song, nah, it did just happen, so I'm about to look into it now. I want to do it find like the beginning of the album. My birthday, March 17th. It's Patrick's Day, and I just want to have you.
Are you going to be drinking more Incredible Heart? Shit.
I just made this shit from the leftovers we had from the party. But at the party, I was passing out free stuff for the ladies.
Oh, that's lit. Oh, lit. How was that? Like, a bunch of drunk ladies. Like, what y'all was doing? You can't tell me?
Nah, it was about the recap video on Friday. But it was fun. And then I had a couple boxes and I had to really jump down.
Nice.
It was a good time.
Yo, I can't say nothing for quality from you. You know what I mean? You definitely always do it real big. You can't wait to connect, be a part of it, and celebrate your birthday with you and everything. You got any shout outs and definitely shout out to social media?
First, you follow me at Instagram at 38 Minute Babe. You add me on Facebook. I'm really proud. I add me on Facebook at Drew Williams. And shout out to Block, shout out to Kenneth, my brother. Shout out to Mad Dog in the building with me, Delta in the building with me.
Mad Dog. I gotta go out with Mad Dog one day.
Oh, Mad Dog was at the function. He just can't talk about it too much because he got too drunk.
I'm gonna fuck with Mad Dog one day. You know what I mean? We get too drunk one day, Mad Dog. I'm wearing a T-Man again. See how niggas feel again. T-Man's going. I gotta go back to that throwback Thursday picture. I put on a T-Man years ago. Last time I wore a T-Man was like 2013. Ended up knocking the nigga out 3 days later.
Oh, he's always fighting?
No. That wasn't a fight.
Are you aggressive?
No, he swung on me, right? I dipped that joint and went to Southwest in his mouth. I ain't the one. But no, that's 2013. What are we in? 2020? That was 7 years ago.
My boy, you back? You good?
Yeah, that shit was nasty.
What was nasty? Tell me later. But we're going to get into that later. Salute to you doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I might not ever wear a ski mask again. Because I'm more about nonviolence and stuff like that, but I did appreciate getting the chance to curse blow out. Like a little get it off your chest type shit.
Mm-hmm.
They say you're supposed to release aggression in a healthy way.
Yeah.
I feel like
you
that
think
was
that was healthy?
Oh, yeah. It was really healthy. Bitch ass petty pussy. He was petty. He was being petty. And I wasn't for it. You know what I mean? He got cursed the fuck out, petty bitch. We're going to move on to the shows. We're talking about petty stories, banging ass fucking music from Philly, Jersey, Philly Shine Radio, live at Glockaware. We're going to get into this motherfucking Ricky Chase the Greens. Yo, how Philly? Everybody happy you on the show today. I'm going to start off with saying that. Philly Shine Radio. Thanks, Bars. The Bars. Don't leave. We got to get some pictures. The Bars. Yo, you the fucking bars, man. I'm calling you the bars.
Yeah, you the first one playing
it,
then I'm gonna drop it tonight.
Run that shit back.
Oh, good.
Do shit. Shout out Frank with the grippers.
You can put your phone in here if you want.
Huh?
You can put your phone in here too.
All right, all right. Network with people in there that are selling clothes or other artists, so they follow me there too.
That's what.
Yeah.
That's good. Networking is important. That's real important. I can imagine because you had that shit lit. You, 100 Keys.
Shout out 100 Keys.
Yo, man. I'm like, yo, Bad Betty did their motherfucking thing. Like, everybody did, but he was fucking that joint up. That's what's up.
Yeah, I be spitting that shit from the soul. Can you tell?
Yes. First of all, even that whole, even his song, Protect Your Soul, like, it just, it was deep, but it was real, real clever, like, real well put together. You know what I'm saying? He said that was just in the moment, like, what the fuck was y'all doing in the studio?
Yeah, like, usually we'll write to a beat. I try to go to the studio prepared, but sometimes the raw work be the best work. Go in there with that. Nothing on your mind. You just, or nothing planned, and then you just go in.
Dope, that's dope. Tell everybody, like, how long you been doing this shit, though?
I've been rapping for a long time, since I was about, like, 14 or 15. I've been taking it serious for about, like, 2 years now, though. Like, doing shows, promoting myself, marketing myself, my clothing line. I got some hoodies outside in the trunk, too.
I'm a size extra, extra large.
Yeah, you got that.
I'm about to lose weight. I'm not buying no more clothes. I lose, like, 30 more pounds. I'm 257 pounds. It's ridiculous. Like,
no, you are. You can buy the clothes.
No, I'm not. That's bullshit. I'm not going to stay this weight. Like, that's not even that way. So I'll get a shirt from you. Or I should get like a small. I could be a small.
Hey.
No, but I'm gonna support you though. I'm gonna support you. Support you. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what Philly need more of. You know what I mean? Philly need more support, and I see it happening. You know what I mean? I see it happening with consistent shows. Like, my boy the barber came from Jersey, did some shit here in Philly. Like, I feel like, you know, we need to expand and do more shit. Like, we have so many things coming up for Glockaware or whatever. Make sure you're a part of that, too.
Yeah. I fuck with Glockaware. I follow Glockaware. I keep up with y'all.
Exactly.
Official radio.
Official. Yeah. Yo, but before I move forward, I got to shout out everybody that's in rotation on Glockaware. We got my boy 315 Cash, Authentic Bars, Bash, Gerard Ave, King Bucha, Burner, King Me, The Empire. Shout out The Last Spitter. And everybody motherfucking representing Grand Game, Mac Mugger, Mar Breeze, Marley Trill, Mock Motherfucking Five. My girl OT, Poundside Nah, like, he brought the young boys out, you know what I mean? That's what made the boy. He's like, the young boys performing yet. I'm like, these young boys ain't doing shit but staying out of trouble.
Yeah.
But back to the list. Shout out to my boy Propane Oak Lane, Wolf. I wouldn't make the wolf sound, but I'll do it all fucked up. Sound like I'm. Shout out to Russ Lotto. We gonna play that shit tonight. Dig Me, Stacks Calhoun, The Queen 215, Velcro Real Squad 215, and my boy Vision Gang. We gotta shout them out. Y'all in rotation. Like, we doing too much. You know what I mean? Glockaware radio station is 24/7. You know what I mean? Philly Shine Radio is all encompassing.
Make sure y'all
entertainment.
Tuned in.
You know what I mean? They tuned in. You know what I mean? They tuned in. And shout out to you bringing a cameraman. I like that.
That's,
I like
my
that
man
level.
Dean, Interstate 76 on the Grand.
That's lit.
That man showed me love, crazy love.
That's lit. Now tell me about the other trade, because I talk a little bit on this joint. I talk a lot of shit. We'll get into more talking, but I want to play this other record.
I did Big Drip. Yeah, I redid the Big Drip. But, you know, I'm a person with, like, bars. I like to play with the words and the flows. So I just be playing with it
whenever I don't know popular people's music. What's Big Drip? I'm just going to hear it. I'm going to just think it's your song.
Send me the Addy. I'm hunting him down.
I don't
know. You hear that? Oh, man. You
got to
get in the clubs.
I don't go to the fucking clubs. I go to my parties where I play my niggas' music.
That's Bobby O'Foreign, Big Drip. Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
Fuck
him. I know my niggas.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sean King. Shout out to Russ Potter.
Shout out
to Bruno Brown.
Yeah, man,
shout out
Bruno
to Ricky
Brown.
Trace the Green. Shout out to motherfucking The Barber, a.k.a. The Bard.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Barber.
Like,
really the
fuck
New Jersey.
Me.
Yeah,
shout out to UNK.
Holding it down.
Shout out to Juicy. You know what I mean? Coco. Like, I will be here all fucking day. You know what I mean? Even when I listen to Spotify, I'm listening to my niggas shit. Shout out to High. I just checked out Hibernation. That's some real college get high music. So I'm going to post that in my story again. If you get high and you're in college, you'll love it. But Fabio, whatever his name is.
Fabio Foreman. Big Drip.
That's a cute name, you know what I mean? But I know my other homie, Foreign Dip. Like, he got a song from Florida. That's my foreign.
That's your foreign?
That's my foreign. So we're going to check out the Big Drip.
Big Drip.
This his song.
Green, SoundCloud me.
I don't know nothing about nobody else. This is your shit.
You cannot get in my car first. I'm a fool when I'm on first day. I remember. Hey, I hit your bitch with the W. I hate to tell you, but she love me. Cause you keep copping eight balls. You know all these bitches funny. I rock easy when I'm broke. White bitches say I'm dope. Sugar house like a chill spot. I be fucking up the hoes. I had blocks in the yoke. Calling down for they soul. Bitch complain about a rent money. Bitch, I spend that on clothes. I see your options like Call of Duty. Look at the gang like they all be shooting. Top of the glizzy revolver shooting. That's his mama. She did while she talking to her. Fuck is your money at? You fly, but giving me none of that. Really, at least that bitch want a number. I give them wood. These bitches I'll be out. Look like a running back. Bitch, that you fuck. I wouldn't want none of that. Numbers go south. That means we ain't coming back. I mean, we're killing like life in that summer. Hey, hey. I'm up to the top with the drop on me. Like a cow, I'm standing on top of me. And these bullets won't end his biography. And his flesh is like photography. Bitches won't lie to me for the end. I know this money ain't never gonna bother me. So I'm big tripping this fucking geography. Hey. Big Drip.
Fuck that nigga.
Ricky takes the green 215. Yeah, I'll be playing.
That shit was good.
I'm a dog. Somebody spam me. My live is banned right now. They don't let me go live.
What? That's crazy.
Big Drip.
I say he owned it. I mean, own that shit. That's your record in my book. At least when I'm going to play that shit. You know what I mean? We got some real good music. You know what I mean? We're going to get into Dig Me. You know what I'm saying? We're going to show some motherfucking love. Real official shit on Philly Shine Radio. Every motherfucking Tuesday. Every motherfucking Thursday. And shout out to all the live shows on the Blackboard Radio Station. You know, I'm really popping. And we got to go in on that sex cow. You know what I mean? That jugging shit. That is an amazing record. Shout out to you, everybody at SCRT. Representing, you know what I mean? That big trip. That's lit. So you like to do a lot of freestyle shit. Is this a song that, like, people are playing in the clubs or whatever?
Yeah, it's one of those songs.
Okay, that's lit. That's real smart for marketing. But if you're going to do that, make sure you connect with DJs and shit, because they can make sure you join right in with the bull joint. You know what I'm saying? Who your best friend that's a DJ? Who you fucking with?
I fuck with a couple of DJs. I got a DJ in the room. Look. I got a couple of DJs.
I'm familiar with a couple of DJs. That's DJ Most Hated.
Yeah,
I fucking
DJ
hate
most
him
hated.
And shit. Like, I just hate him.
But, you know, I done got in tune with DJ Cosmic Kev, DJ A Boogie.
There's
a lot of DJs, though. If I start trying to name them, I'm going to get people.
Well, that's what's up. Make sure they got all your shit. You know what I mean? Make sure they support him. And make sure you keep supporting Blackaware Radio, because we want to support you.
Yeah, we support CDG. We support Blackaware Radio.
Oh, that's the joint. Taste the Green.
CDG.
Oh, okay. So is that the name of the clothing line? Are you wearing it, Neon?
No, I'm not wearing it right now. Oh, my man wearing it. This one, Taste the Green. CDG.
Okay, come over here. Taste we still green. Got the camera over here. That is cute. Is that a? It's a little foot.
So it's like personified.
I like that. That's real original. Yeah. I like that logo. They're doing busy, but it's hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at the feet. That's my
detail. That's detail, right?
Yeah, Chase is fucking green all day long. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's a stamp. Like, you got to put that on your business. You know what I mean? So who's all representing CDG?
That's a lot of people. It's people that I didn't even meet yet. And they be like representing them, holding me down. So,
ain't the internet a banging place, like, to connect with niggas?
It's a decent platform, but.
No. I feel like artists, you shouldn't even just say good morning to a motherfucker, a bitch or a nigga, whatever. All right, I'm gonna stop calling these bitches and niggas. Especially a lot like you. a lady. All right, I'm gonna be regular. My bitches and my niggas say good morning to, but I don't say good morning, bitch. I'd be like, good morning, my bitch. You know what I mean? No, good morning, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Because you gotta, you know what I mean? Interact with motherfuckers, let them really fuck with you. It's about, you know, not only building fans, but relating to them and shit. And I feel like even a lot of music that you do, like, is relatable. Like, most people don't know how to get into, deep thoughts and make that shit hot. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That shit lit.
And not make.
Well, how would you even describe your music?
I think it's just real, like, articulate, like, vivid, and, like, you know, just, like, straightforward. So anybody that ever felt something that I said in a bar, they gonna feel the next bar, the next bar, the next bar. Even if it's not true, you might got an uncle that went through that or a cousin that went through that. And you like, I know he felt like what Rick said.
Yo,
people love it.
I feel like a lot of Philly artists can really talk that pain shit. Like, what type of music can we get for, like, that real pain shit? Like, because even for me, I want to have Toucan play a record that Baca played. Baca did. My boy, shout out to Baca. 215 Baca. I didn't see you Sunday. Maybe the boy wouldn't have kicked us out if he was there. You know what I mean? But he had a song talking about losing niggas passing away and rest in peace, Timo Brown. Rest in peace, S.C. Qua. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But what? That was my Leo brother. Like, you know what I mean? We used to have birthday parties together and shit.
Just like genuine dude, all love.
Ooh,
like
genuine, like a real great person, business savvy, and shout out to Milano. Shout out to everybody that I know. Shout out to Mark Madness, who introduced me to him. You know what I mean? A lot of, I got a lot of love for South Philly. My best friend actually graduated from Finesse. We used to be down in South Philly all the time, hooking in school, but that's another story I won't tell.
Okay.
That's all y'all need to know. That's all y'all need to know. But where can we check out your music? And even, like I said, like...
all major platforms, about? iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, SoundCloud, YouTube, Google Play Music, just like all major platforms.
I'm going to be doing. I'm about to see what you got on Spotify after we played, while we played this chicken. Shout out to my boy, Fake Calhoun.
Yeah, I got
radio.
Some game for you on Spotify, too.
Oh, you do? We're going to go on. I'm going to give you a spin on Spotify. All right. You know what I mean? We're going to get into this music. Shout out to my boy, Stax. What's good? Shout out to everybody that applied the pressure on Sunday. Yeah, I mean, we can be a little intimidating. Shoot. Let's get it poppin'. Philly Shine Radio, Tuesday, we live. Dig me. I go back to Jersey. I can't listen to motherfucking niggas on the radio. My niggas are too hot.
Taking pictures too? Oh, yeah, my boy. That's my boy right there. He be rocking fucking shit. You be dating motherfucker that rock like that. Huh?
That's look. Yeah, you gotta have niggas like that. That's amazing. What up, Ricky? Enjoying the show, you know what I mean? I didn't get into all the petty stories that I wanted to, but that's cool. I really don't like to focus on petty things lately, but for some reason it came to me because this boy or whatever asked him for some money or whatever, and he was like, I'm gonna send her a penny on Cash App and shit. And I was just like, well, that's the pettiest shit I've ever fucking heard in my life, like. Just don't send her anything. Like, but Cash App don't even count my coins and shit. Like, the change and shit, it'd be like, you got $75. Then when I look on the side, it'd be like $75.45. So, a penny? That shit is not even adding up in the Cash App. Like, damn, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. Like, that's where the inspiration came from. Talk about petty stuff. I feel like I can reminisce on the first person I kissed my ass.
Oh, shit.
Then I took his cat saying to me some shit. So is Ricky Chase the Green on Spotify? I got you. My computer is acting slow. Sometimes it does that. PC stuff, but I like a PC over a Mac. Anything. I don't, But my processor lit though. I don't even understand this shit.
You are HP.
Yeah, this I got the processor and shit. But for some reason it makes really slow. Here we go. We found you. What? Oh, it's fucked up. There we go. Oh, we got you. But how many projects do you have out?
Three. Struggle to Success, Volume 1. We got 3 projects out right now under Ricky Chase Music. Struggle to Success, Volume 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, that's good. I like that. I fucks with it. Now, what's on SoundCloud? Because SoundCloud will let you put any fucking thing on it.
Yeah, SoundCloud, I'll be putting, like, the big drips. That when I redo somebody's stuff,
mm-hmm.
I'll put that to SoundCloud.
What do you think the best freestyle you did or whatever?
So far?
Yeah, which one do you like the most?
It could be Big Drip.
Yeah, the new
one. It could
be
Big Drip, yeah.
Really? That shit is lit, though. We definitely going to get into that. What's Philly Vibes? That came up first.
That was Meek. I redid Meek Uptown Vibes.
Oh, that's lit. That's lit.
You never heard that?
No.
That's a good one right there.
That's a good one. What about the intro featuring?
I take pride in my intro, so they be like my favorite tracks on each album.
Yo, I love the intro. I'm going to play the intro first, then we're going to play Philly Vibes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go in and show love, because at the end of the day, I feel like Philly artists and their music tells a story that everybody needs to hear, not only because of the style and the quality of the talent, but niggas need to really stop hating on what a Philly artist can do. You know what I mean?
Stop being afraid of being like next or it's not your turn. Like that's the biggest thing.
That's a thing. But I feel like Philly's biggest thing is, and you know, I accept it too. Like the niggas wait until they got like on. You know what I mean? They wait till the niggas on, and I feel like maybe, you know what I mean, we're going to take 2020 to another level, because I do see a lot more, way more unity than I used to see before when it comes to artists performing, when it comes to artists supporting each other, you know what I mean? And that's the environment that cultivates sponsors to come, you know what I mean, investors. Like, we got to think about the entertainment business as, like, we ain't got nowhere near the money that Viacom has. And Viacom is who owns BET Jams and everywhere else where we want those bigger platforms, you know what I mean? YouTube, you know what I mean? Facebook, Instagram, to pay attention to us. Like, it has to be way more peace, way more unity, way more commercial friendly, and you know
positive
what I mean? The personalities.
Vibes. Even when they go to, positive vibes in the studio, if you do bump into somebody.
Yeah, positive vibes wherever you are, you know what I mean? Like, it's official, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, it's like, I feel like that's what's going to really help, you know what I mean, a lot more people get on, you know what I mean? I used to say I wanted to see multiple females in the top 10, and we got that. I want to see multiple Philly niggas in the top 10, you know what I mean? That's my next process, you know what I mean? I can afford to tell some shit, so I'm in for that. But let's start with the intro. We're going to close out the show afterwards. We got Ricky Chase the Green in the building. CDA, you know what I mean? CDG.
CDG, Chase the Green.
Yeah. CDG, Chase the Green. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Like, I ain't chasing hoes. And hoes is niggas and bitches. Don't chase no hoes.
Don't like that raw shit. I mix that new school shit with that old school shit.
Rap along with the shit. That's just sound like a. You start with the.
You gotta
the
turn
them up. Turn them up.
This said work right here. All my intros, I'm telling you, I take pride in it. What I say, I wrote it down, made it all rhyme. It was really light. Never thought my man he crossed me once, and he did it twice. Knew the dope wouldn't get damp if it's sitting right. Judges ain't pregnant. How the fuck they trying to give us life? But for the mic, I was bucking fours trying to hit the dice. Trap had a check in a night crib while I spent the night. Lemon white, kid a G6, thinking it's the life. Your wife's life. Try shoot a shot, thinking Bishop Price. Get it right. I can't tell you what it played in Denny's like. 5-star entrees, pretty women just living life. Shipping Sprite, chain 40 pebbles when it hit the light. Out of town, killer with them pills like they did the mic. The intro. Struggle to Success, too. I ain't never see a doctor stacked on A. I was focused on the dealers with the jag on skates, not to mention my pop and mom was in the kitchen whipping. My 12-year-old mind started drifting. Cash rules everything around me, that's accurate. Work stamp like I'm getting UPS to package it. Job size times, I'll make a dime by accident. But I'll make a fiend take a knee if I can't. My flow switch as much as a model from Vogue. You like them old Western guns, your caliber fold. I'm the one that start the riot, you holler at ho. I know a jack boy that's a killer, get robbed for your soul. I know the mafias that love me, my bros. What if the feds took the ones who provided the stove? Then my mother house, sneaking in high and the low. But only time being broke was funny was Tommy and Cole. Rooms in the hills, now here come the bills. Man, he drinking like a fish, and here come the pills. Said he fills out 60X, he get called back. Now it's Dickie's every the other day, you was all black. The mission was to flip, not get it and spin it. Some get it to the state before they can live it. Shout out to women that have visited, shipped to a prison. And though she tricked all her life, she driving a Civic. In and out of zones with it. Fuck it, don't come on with it. I'm from where a dog with a bone might knock it home with it. I just want a picture and a shout out and a song with it. I might stick a knife in his neck to the bone with it. Freaking chase the green. Glock and Weird Radio.
That's crazy. We Shine Radio. We live on this shit. Crackerware Radio Station. We 24 motherfucking 7 with this shit.
Oh,
Philly
yeah.
Vibes.
Oh, yeah, this
Ricky
is the Meek Mill joint. Shout out to
the Green.
DC. CDG Radio.
CDG.
Philly Vibes. I say. This the hardest shit in Philly since Mac with a dozen. So telling me in top three like passing me Reggie. V12 with nothing upstairs, no top, like the chick looking for something to wear. Swear to God, all these rappers be fake as they change. That's why I gotta tell most, I'm taking their chain. You got a homie really riding and treating like blood. I know a nigga killed his mother, he needed a hug. And the ones that know the most ain't never involved. So the C and Dickie mysteries never get solved. I told niggas about the lies, they never should cross. They rather bite a back, stab me, and leave me with scars. Trick them in different rooms, this one we was into. So it's like your homie teller, hoping he forgets you. Wanna be seated at the table or put on the menu. And if you left when I was down, how can I forgive you? Poppy talking Spanish, plus he talking money. I called him disrespectful for counting my 20s. Guess I ain't know no better, cause trust is for dummies. Why you think half the dead ain't make it to 20? Push the Benz Sprinter like I'm just a driver. We had to tighten nuts up and we ain't doing with pliers. I'm a king to the hustler, a load of Messiah. And when I stop hand in hand and I barely retire, my jersey's still worthy. We ain't hanging shit up. I'm Ali far as the peak. I'm shaking shit up. I can feel it in my chest, a breed of success. Or maybe it's these diamonds all frozen and wet. I had people tell me the critics are melting. I figured they was soft and the niggas was selfish. The time pot I know was usually for weighing. If 20 bitches in my mansion, ain't none of them staying. The
nice.
Trip a little different than bitches need buckets. I told her I don't love her. She telling me, fuck it. This lifestyle I'm living and get you excited. But you make the wrong move and get you indicted. Free the game.
Yikes. Free the
CDG,
free the real.
Free
the real. Free the game.
Free the real game.
Free the real game. Free every game. And you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that's free, you know what I mean? My homie just was talking about how he just free from probation. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Dao Bay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Talking about being free from probation. I feel like that's definitely like a form of entrapment and slavery. Getting niggas caught up
is.
Like
modern day slavery.
Don't even get yourself involved. And then when you're a felon, they take away your civil rights, like it's not worth it. Like, one of the biggest things that I do promote is, you know, nonviolence, stop selling drugs,
yeah.
Because it don't lead you nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, you can sell your own shit, like, start your own business. Hey, X in the building.
What's up,
shout
X?
Out to Rose. Rose Porter in the building. Go ahead. You can walk by. You official. She can walk by and shit. We need, like, 2 bathrooms in this joint. You know what I mean? I'll take that over to the other room I asked for. I'm not gonna talk about it on the show right now. But you know, it's so much more to being productive out here now when you wanna start your own business. So many people I know start their own business. They actually have the African American Chamber of Commerce. I believe it's aachamber.org. I'm gonna find out because I'm gonna ask my girl Shelly Shell. They was filming a show at Fridays last night. I thought that was real, real banging. Just showing people that, you know, you can achieve, you can do your thing. You know what I mean? Because it is about creating these business plans and really taking it to another level. Like, you know, things where you can quit your job. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, really own things. Because that selling drugs, robbing niggas, it don't lead you nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all about protecting yourself. You know, protecting your family. That's another thing. Preserving yourself is more on the lines we're talking about. Like, you know what I mean? Not preservatives in your food. Like, preserve your motherfucking self. Like, say that I'm worth more. Say that I want more for myself. Say that I want, yeah, you want to create things. Like, I feel like Chase the Green is a legacy. You know what I mean? Where'd you even come up with that? How'd that start? What's that story?
Well, my last name is Green.
Okay.
And I think I started it with Facebook. Yeah, but money, the hustle. Anybody that's like working.
That's dope. That's dope. Like, yeah. That's dope. That should be like some morning shit, like how Freeway hit early.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Good morning, Chase the Green.
Mm-hmm. Ring to it.
Yeah, it do. My phone ringing. Some boy hit me up. Whatever.
Okay.
Philly Shine Radio, we live and shit. You know what
Philly
I mean?
Shine
Chase the
Radio.
Green, talking about his official movement. We gonna go back into that Protect Your Soul. To close out the show, but you gotta give me some shout outs, you know what I mean? Shout out to motherfucking Frank with the Grippers. That's my young boy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I need to have him on the show. I feel like that'll be lit, because me and him always be having debates. I'm
you
a fan. Yeah, we always have debates, because I think debates are healthy, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Debates are not arguments. It's like, this is my opinion, and this is why this is my opinion, you know what I mean? And then two people can have that shit, like, not get upset or whatever. Like, just be fucking real. Real niggas could talk like that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
This is my opinion. This is how I feel about it.
And not get too offended.
Yeah, I don't get offended. I think that's definitely a caliber of real that everybody should step up to. It'll be less wars, you know what I mean? I'm not going to get offended because you like to fucking throw spaghetti at the wall and pray to it. If that's what the fuck you into, great. My son said one of his friends identifies as a Xbox controller. He's not a male. He's not a female. He's an Xbox controller. That's what the fuck you are? Great. You like that. Great. Who am I? I'm a fucking woman. And then I respect that you want to be an Xbox controller. I respect that you throw spaghetti on the wall and you pray to it. Like, whatever you want to do. I'm not going to do it, but it was good. You know what I mean? It's healthy. You know what I mean? It's healthy to accept people's individuality, where so many people want to copy each other or even say, oh, I'm going to do what that nigga's doing, instead of saying, I would like to be just as successful as that nigga in my own way. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be here all day if I start preaching. I'm going to start preaching. Sunday show coming soon.
Yeah.
Donate to the Sunday show. We're going to get that shit popping.
Shout out to CDG, Chase the Green.
Yeah, I was about to ask you a shout out. Yo, he right on point.
Shout out to the jails. You feel me? The state jails, the county jails. Free all my guys. Free shiz, free bears. You feel me? Long live the God.
Yo.
Chase the Green.
Long live
shout
the
out
God.
My guy Dean, too. He held it down. I can't do dolo. Me and my man Dean.
Yo, that's official. That's real official. Shout out to you doing your thing. You know what I mean? You hit it right on the nose, right where I was at and shit. So, and you support yourself. I feel like you got a lot of people that's excited about you. So that was lit. Have you on the show with my nigga friend Daddy? Like, yo, you got the boy on the show.
Yeah.
Everybody was just like, oh, okay, that's what's up. So it was a pleasure having you on the show. Showing you love on Philly Shine Radio. I'm really get a chance to keep your music in rotation, as well as show motherfucking love to everybody that's doing anything. So
yeah. I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. I'm gonna keep up. You feel me? Keep sending you music, the exclusive. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. From
the bottom of my heart. Appreciate you.
That's a song? Oh, you're saying from the bottom of your heart?
No, yeah, that's not a song.
All right, that's what. We're going to get into this shit. Shout out to everybody supporting Philly Shine Radio. We're going to get into this big drip.
Yeah, shout out to everybody. Shout out my man Money, too. Just FaceTime.
Hey, Money.
Shout out to Money.
Shout out to Money and shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody doing their thing. Check out Glockaware, GLOCAWEAR. It's motherfucking live on YouTube. live on Roku TV. You know what I mean? The link is always up on blackandware.com. We real official. Real beneficial, too. So, let's go. This that Big Drip. This is his song. Respecting you, foreign, whoever you are. This is
what is Big Drip?
Huh? You said this was your favorite anyway.
Big Drip.
That's what I said, Big Drip, right?
Thank you for having me.
No, look.
Put that condom jump inside this pussy drawer. I ain't stopping. like Mr. Mark. I'm a porn star. Fire love. I'm a porn star. Beat that thing like Wesley Pipe. I'm a porn star. Beat that pussy up on next to me. Pull your cameras out and let's go two-flip. Pull your cameras out and let's go two-flip.
Like Wesley Pike, I'm a porn star.